What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere all throughout Metro Atlanta. I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man Alfie.
Hey, Cleve.
Alfred Romero.
Glad to be back for yet again another week.
135 shows, man. You and I have done together.
This is exciting.
I enjoy doing them.
What are we
going
to do?
I hope people enjoy listening to them.
Yeah, I think we have a good time. You know, we have some fun, talk music, talk a little pop culture, talk a little real estate. I mean, we kind of mix it up a little bit here.
Last week's show, we got excited about the band Queen.
Yes.
Today's about Queen. What music we're playing today?
This week's band of the week is CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's some good music, too.
That is. That,
and everybody like, will recognize all of the songs.
Yes, you'll recognize
all
every
of the songs.
You'll hear a song and go, oh, that's CCR. That's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our goal is to educate, empower, and engage with those who own or rent homes in Atlanta, who need to buy or sell a home or want to invest in a rental home or possibly need to hire someone either to manage their rental property or just give them some good advice. We want to educate by providing as much information as possible about what's happening in real estate markets locally, throughout the state, and nationally. We want to empower by giving our listeners the power that comes from knowledge. Whatever decisions you need to make regarding real estate ownership, purchases, investments, leasing, whatever it is, we want you to be the best educated person in that transaction. If we can help a little bit by you listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, then we are excited about that. And then we'd love to engage with you. We hope our listeners will like what they hear so much they'll choose us to represent them in all of their residential real estate transactions in Metro Atlanta. Alfie, if anyone needs to reach us, they can call 770-497-0000. You just took it on in for me. You just pulled it right in the garage, didn't you, Alfie? I love it. Or they can visit gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. A lot on the agenda today.
Oh, okay.
First of all, why are lenders loosening credit standards?
Ooh, I don't know.
Most people don't even know lenders are loosening credit standards.
Ooh,
and like, it would seem that they would loosen credit standards because of the quality of the loans they're writing, so they can make more loans.
Gotcha.
It's not the reason.
Ooh.
It's not the reason. It's
I can't
interesting
wait to
hear
what
it is. Okay. Lynn and Mike in Decatur say they have a home to sell. They're looking to move to the suburbs, and they're not sure they'll like it. They want some advice from me. Mm. Alfie, you live in the suburbs.
I do live in the burbs, yes. Yeah,
I like the burbs.
South of town.
I didn't think I was qualified to answer that question on my own, so I got a little bit of help from Realtor.com.
Gotcha. Did a little research.
Realtor.com. Yep, Realtor.com. So we'll give you some advice on that. Evelyn in Duluth, looking to buy a home that has polybutylene plumbing. Looks like there's too many letters in that word, doesn't it, Alfie? Polybutylene plumbing. She wants to know if she should have it replaced. Ooh, Jason, who signed off angry in Alpharetta, says the city of Alpharetta is telling him to cut back my shrubs and trees within 8 feet of the street. Can they make me do this? Alfie, can they make him do that?
I mean, if it's his property.
His property, you'd think it is,
you know,
all the way to the curb. Absolutely. Tony in Ackworth writes in, we're new to Atlanta, have noticed millions of ants in our home in the last couple months. What's up?
I don't know what's up.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. Had the same problem at my house.
Really?
And I am not an insect expert, but I have what I think is the right answer. Claire in Duluth writes in, wants to know if you ever have to replace a fireplace. What a question.
That's interesting. We never had something like that before.
Yeah. Have you ever had to replace your fireplace, Alfie?
I have not so
far.
It'd
be expensive, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
David in Roswell's had his house listed for 3 weeks and has had no showings. He wants to know, how do we get more buyers to come to our home? We'll give him some advice in the last segment of the show. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis. I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hello.
Alfred Romero. We've been doing these shows 135 weeks.
Wow.
135 weeks. And every Most week people can't even stand and eat each other for 135 sure. weeks.
And every week is better than the week before.
Hey, well, I think amazing. You're doing. And I appreciate having you on the show, Alfie. I tell you what, buddy, I appreciate you. You're a class act, and I'm glad to have you. Let's talk about why lenders are loosening credit standards.
Let's see.
It says they plan to keep doing it, loosening credit standards, according to the second quarter 2017 Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey, which was released by Fannie Mae. It says all loan types, listen to this, the share of lenders who reported growth in purchase mortgage demand dropped to the lowest net reading in years for the second quarter. Fannie Mae reported the drop in purchase mortgage demand also reflects the latest findings in the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey, in which the net share of consumers who reported that now is a good time to buy a home dropped, Alfie, to a record low. The results of both surveys mirror the ongoing narrative for the housing, which they say is tight inventory has pushed up home prices, which is weighing on affordability and constraining sales. A senior vice president and chief economist of Fannie Mae said lenders, listen to this, Alfie,
all right,
are concerned about being outpaced by their competition. So lenders are loosening credit standards because the market for mortgages is dropping somewhat. And guess what, Alfie? They need to keep making loans.
Mm-hmm.
So loan volume is dropping. Lenders are going to get more creative. They're going to loosen those credit standards just a little bit. So if you've had a conversation with somebody in the last few years and you didn't get approved for a mortgage, who knows what might happen in the next 60 to 90 days. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. We're answering listener questions. This one is from Lynn and Mike in Atlanta. It says, we have a home now in Decatur. Interesting, say Atlanta. I mean, I guess you could be in the city of Atlanta in Decatur. And we're looking to move to the suburbs. We're not sure if we'll like it. Any advice? Got an article from Realtor.com, says 5 rude awakenings you'll experience moving to the burbs.
All right.
Number 1, some streets don't have sidewalks.
That is true. That is true. Now, luckily, my neighborhood does have sidewalks.
Mine does not. Number 2, it's a driver's world and pedestrians had better watch their butts.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I live in a neighborhood with an elementary school, so I'm very careful when I'm driving through the streets, making sure I don't hit it, especially with the school out right now.
I don't blame you. Number 3, you'll get lost in the supermarket, which is actually a good point because those little supermarkets in town, they're little bitty teeny things. You come out of here where there's plenty of room, and they're like 3 football fields worth of groceries. Number 4, the mall will suck you in and make you its own. It says, hey, you'll be in the Godiva shop, and then you'll see the Tivana shop, and you'll have to go from one to the other, and it'll just suck you right in. And then the last one says, people are so gosh darn nice.
That is
Those are
true.
The 5 rude awakenings if you move to the suburbs. Sounds to me like there's nothing really. If I were giving you advice, Lynn and Mike, that doesn't sound like there's any reasons you shouldn't move on to the suburbs unless you're afraid of a big grocery store.
And also, one of the perks of living on the south side of town or in the burbs, I guess.
Yes.
It's very quiet. You know what I mean? It is quieter.
Although yes. It was not quiet last night.
No, fireworks.
Good God, I think some of my neighbors had some commercial fireworks. Bam! Shaking my whole house.
I think, luckily, I flew back in, and my kids were not at the house because they probably wouldn't freaking out because I think the last round of fireworks was being shot off at about 12:30 in the morning.
That's crazy.
And they were literally right down on our street. So, yep. I mean, it was crazy.
Well, those of you who listen to the show regularly know that I think the average home seller leaves about $16,000 on the table when they sell their house. And, guys, $16,000 is real money. We want to help you get every dollar you can out of the sale of your house. And so we'll give you what's called a customized maximum value plan.
Uh-huh.
You haven't heard of that anywhere else because nobody else has it except us, Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. And it's a plan designed to help you get that extra $16,000 out of the sale of your home. You can get a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. But none of those are designed to show you the maximum amount of money you can sell your house for. Well, you can call us, 770-497-0000. And the first 5 people to call will get a customized maximum value plan absolutely free of charge. Again, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Oh, no. Evelyn has a house with polybutylene plumbing. Should it be replaced? We'll answer that and several more questions. Stick with us, because we're coming back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town, where we're playing a little Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
A little CCR. Everybody's heard this song. I would think, right?
Looking out my back door.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That is some music right there. That's the kind of stuff you get just like on a Sunday on the front porch, just listen to, chilling out,
baby.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Oh. You can chill to all their songs.
My.
Well, this segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step-by-step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. He can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. John should have been on this week's show.
Oh, is he a big CCR?
He's on vacation.
Oh.
Yeah, he probably is. He likes all music.
Yeah.
He tends to choose country music, though, when we let him choose the artist. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage, 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. Evelyn in Duluth writes in, I'm purchasing a home and it has polybutylene plumbing. Should I have it replaced? Alfie, have we ever talked about polybutylene plumbing before on the show?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember. So what is the problem with polybutylene plumbing? If you live in Atlanta and your home was manufactured from 1978 until 1995... due to the real low cost of the materials and the ease of installation, polybutylene plumbing might be in your home. Back then, Alfie, it was called the pipe of the future. It was going to be the substitute for traditional copper piping.
What happened?
Well, it tends to leak.
So
it gets these little pinhole leaks over time.
Ooh, which is probably bad because if it gets onto the wood.
Well, I would say it's not probably bad. I would say it is definitely bad. Now, there's different types of polybutylene. Polybutylene is typically, easy for me to say, polybutylene pipe is normally a blue or a gray pipe if you want to determine whether or not you have it. Now, it's not a like a royal blue or dark blue because there's a new piping today called PEX, P-E-X, I believe it is, and it's a real blue, and it also has a real red color. But this is sort of a muted blue-gray. I'm showing you the picture of it. Would you agree with my description, just kind of a muted blue-gray?
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh.
And so what happens is they say, Alfie, that the chlorine in the water eventually degrades the inside of the pipe, and it'll get these little pinhole leaks. They also just took two sections of pipe, and let's say, Alfie, you had an elbow where the pipe was going to turn and go around a corner.
Yeah.
You'd have these barbed ends of this little 90-degree elbow, and you'd simply shove the pipe on each end of the barbed ends of the 90-degree angle and then crimp it down. And what would happen is sometimes those fittings would break. They would become brittle and break as well. So they say it's a combination of the chlorine in the water and the fact that sometimes the polybutylene piping was stored outside, and the sun, believe it or not, Alfie, would degrade the pipe as well. So my advice to, and let's see here, it is Evelyn in Duluth, is yes, you should have it replaced. Some homeowners insurance companies will cover it if you have polybutylene leaks. Some of the home warranty companies will cover leaks from polybutylene plumbing. The issue is, Alfie, is I've seen these pipes leak before while somebody, for example, is on a vacation.
Ooh,
and the water run for 4 or 5 days down from their bathroom, down through their dining room, down through their basement. And by the time they come home, everything that was on the top floor is now in the basement.
Right. It's all a little flooded.
And that is a huge problem. So we're a big proponent. There are companies. How much you think it would cost, Alfie, to replumb the average size home? And I'm just talking. I'm not a plumbing expert.
Right.
There's Plumbing Express here in Atlanta, and there's also Delta Mechanical. There's probably other companies that do Whole House, Polybutylene Pipe Replacements, but Plumbing Express and Delta Mechanical, they're not advertising on the show, and I'm not getting paid to endorse them, but they're ones that we've used in the past. Any idea what you think it costs to replumb your whole house?
$800?
Ooh, $800.
Is that high or low?
That's low.
Ooh, $1,000?
Yeah, so, to plumb a whole house in the first place would be $10,000 or $12,000. I think to replumb a house on average would be somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 because they got to get all the pipes out of the walls.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm going to get Alfie to price my next polybutylene replumb job. I like that. How much? $800. I love it. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. Cleve Gaddis here. I am your host. I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center right here in Atlanta. My family has been in real estate for 30 years. We'd love nothing more than to help you the next time you buy, sell, or invest in real estate. Alfie and I can be reached, and Alfie is the gentleman who's joined me in the studio. That's the other voice you hear, Alfred Romero, been on the last 135 shows with me. We can be reached by calling 770-497-0000, or you can go to gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. Angry in Alpharetta, Jason from Alpharetta, who signed his question, Angry in Alpharetta. The city of Alpharetta just told me, I have to cut back my shrubs and trees within 8 feet of the street. Can they make me do this? Alfie says no.
Well, the street
Alfie
is technically
city
property.
The street is.
So, but, I mean, if it's in his yard, I believe that would be his property, and I think he can do whatever he wants to do on his property. And that's at least my thinking, but, you know, what do I know?
Interesting. More than likely, the city of Alpharetta has at least an 8-foot right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
So it is your property that goes to the curb,
right.
But it's the city's right-of-way because the city is the one that gives the easements for the utility companies, the city or the county, to put all the utilities in that area.
Okay.
And my guess is, even though I did not follow up with Jason because I only had an email address and I didn't reach out to him via phone to find out the specific situation, my guess is the reason they want him to cut it back probably has to do with sight distance for drivers, Alfie. So sometimes you ever been in a neighborhood and you're coming around the corner and you just can't see because there's so much stuff growing.
Right, yes.
Well, in most areas, there are laws that restrict the stuff that's growing in that right-of-way. Okay. And who knows, maybe you've got somebody backing out onto a road and maybe you've caused a couple accidents or something like that. So my guess is they're probably going to keep the height limited to 2 or 3 feet so you can see over and across the stuff. So my guess is, Jason, although I can't answer your specific situation, my guess is they probably can ask you to cut those back and make some adjustments, and it's probably because of a limited sight distance because that can be very, very, very dangerous. Alfie, have you ever owned rental property?
No, I have not.
You have not?
Never owned.
Why not?
I don't have
it. It can be kind of scary.
Well, it could take
a lot
of work.
Would you be nervous?
Well, yeah, because you got to, make sure you keep your tenant happy, and something goes wrong, you got to get there and fix it right away and make sure that collecting rent and all this kind of, there's a lot that can go
find
into
a good
this.
Tenant?
Yeah, find a good tenant for sure. It's probably the toughest part.
So we don't talk about this very often on the show, but we own a company called Sure Realty Partners as well, Sure Realty Inc.
Okay.
And it's a boutique property management company. We don't manage more than 60 or 70 properties at any one time, and it's really only for people who, number one, want to find the best quality tenant they can possibly find. And number two, people who want to collect every last dime of rent owed to them. If you owned a rental property, would you be nervous that maybe tenants wouldn't pay the rent and you'd have to pay them?
Mm-hmm. I'd be very scared about that.
Well, we've been in the property management business, Alfie, going on 6 years now. And we have not lost one dime of rent in 6 years.
My wife,
whose name is Michelle, helps me run the property management business, and in my opinion, she is the best property manager in Metro Atlanta. Now, we do not have any interest in managing 200 or 500 or 1,000 properties in Metro Atlanta. We want to run 60 or 70. So I will tell you right now, we're not right for everybody because we have a very particular way of doing business, and it's all about preserving the asset and generating as much return as we possibly can. But if you're interested and you want to talk to us to see if maybe we can help you with your situation, 770-497-0000. Alfie, do you know anybody who owns rental property? Any friends or anybody?
I have a few friends who have some rental properties.
Do they manage them on their own, or do they have property managers, or do you know?
I think one of them does it on his own, and I think the other one has a buddy who helps him out with it.
A buddy.
Yeah. Has a company.
Because a lot of times, you know, people don't want to spend a lot of money on property management, but sometimes the money you spend on property management will be returned to you two or threefold because you'll wind up collecting so much more money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alfie and I are going to need to take a quick break. We got to make sure that the advertisers get a chance to help offset the cost of the radio station, if you will. When we come back, we're going to answer a question for Tony and Ackworth about what she says are millions of ants in her home in the last couple of months. She wants to know what's up. Well, I'm going to answer that question the best I can. Stick with us. We're coming back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I just couldn't find a place to interrupt, Alfie.
You did right at the right spot.
I couldn't find a place to interrupt. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where Alfie and I are playing a little Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes, sir.
On this either Sunday or Tuesday, whenever you happen to be listening to the show, right?
Yeah.
It's good music.
Oh, it is.
It's good music. You're not. Last week, you ran out of all your facts when we talked about Queen. You're being kind of quiet about CCR.
CCR.
You might not have too many facts on CCR, although I shouldn't say that. You have facts on every musical group out there.
Well, CCR is definitely a little bit before my listening time. I know there's a lot of members.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows you're 65 years old, Alfie, 70 years old. Come on. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. The number to call, 770-497-1880. We have Joe O'Kelly on with us as a guest every couple of months, right, Alfie?
Yes, sir.
And I think the firm is a great firm, and the firm has a great leader in Joe O'Kelly. And Deidre Sorahan as well. She's not on as a guest with us, but Joe O'Kelly is. Before we went to the break, we have a question from Tony in Ackworth. We're new to Atlanta and have noticed millions of ants in our home in the last couple of months. What's up? Alfie, we did some research, my man.
Here we go.
We found a report from Stanford University. I assume Stanford's in California, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. California. And guess what it says? That there is a correlation or an impressive relationship between weather and ant infestation.
Okay.
So when it's wet, they try to get up and away from the water. According to a 2001 report, basically says ants are most likely to enter your home in cold or wet conditions. The editor or the writer of the report points out, listen to this, Alfie, that cleanliness has little to do with Argentine ant invasion, which are the most common ones here in the U.S. The insects might go after leftovers on your dining room table, the author says, but it's the weather, not the food, that brings them into your home in the first place. We did some research on combatbugs.com, and I think that's the Combat brand bug killer. I know we're not advertising for the Combat brand bug killer. It says, ants have survived in the rain for millions of years, and like most other creatures, when it floods, they head for higher, drier ground. If you live anywhere from Georgia, the report says west of California and Hawaii, you might find Argentine ants in your kitchen after a good soaking rain. Another invasive ant species, fire ants. Alfie, you ever gotten in a good old fire ant mound?
Oh, yes, I have.
Kick their nest-building skills into high gear after a rainstorm. Listen to this, Alfie. The stinging red ants clean up their mounded nest once the rain stops, because the moist dirt is easier to work with. If you see a pile of soil in the middle of your lawn after a rainstorm, the report says you better make plans to eliminate the fire ants, because if you don't get them, they will get you. So, all I can tell you, Tony and Ackworth, is that it's probably the rain, and you need to work on sealing up spots where the ants could get in. My wife and I go to the do-it-yourself pest control place.
Oh, really?
Shamley Tucker Road in I-85, and we buy ant granules. For those of you who are environmentally conscious, you're not going to like the fact that I spread that stuff all over my yard. But I believe there are specific places in the world for ants, and yep, none of those places are inside of my house. I want the ants to stay out. For those of you who listen to this show, you know that I am on The Morning Ride with Larry Larson every Tuesday morning at 9:30. That's on our sister station at AM 1690, The Voice of the Arts. Larry is a great radio show host, iconic, been on the radio in Atlanta for years, has a show, talks about oldies, has great guests throughout the week, and every Tuesday morning at 9:30 a.m., I am on The Morning Ride with Larry Larson. I invite you to tune in to AM 1690. You can listen on TuneIn, or you can actually download The Morning Ride's app. Got a question from Claire in Duluth. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. And Alfie, this is an interesting question from Claire. Do you ever have to replace a fireplace?
That's interesting. I've never thought about that before.
What do you think?
I mean, I definitely got to clean out the chimney every so often.
That's yes, but this says replace the whole thing.
I've never figured I'd have to change one.
Well, the answer is most of the time, the answer is no. Most of the time. But sometimes the answer is yes. So, you know, one of those prefab units, Alfie, and they sort of build the chimney on the outside of the house. It doesn't sit all the way down to the ground. This is for newer homes. So, in other words, you walk around the side of the house, and the chimney sticks off the side of the house. You could walk underneath it.
Yeah, yes.
Well, that's just a wooden structure.
Right.
And sometimes people don't take care of those structures, and so they'll get moisture inside of them, and the whole bottom of the fireplace will rot. Now, the insert doesn't weigh a whole lot, so it's not like the thing's going to fall off the house,
right,
but it's going to rot, and sometimes you have to have that whole thing rebuilt. Another situation, Claire, that I've seen, we've owned some property down in the Piedmont Park area for years and years. These properties were built in 1910 and 1911. They have two or three chimneys in them. Well, the chimneys, Alfie, used to be straight, I'm sure, when the house was built, or maybe not. Maybe they weren't totally straight.
Correct.
But they dang sure ain't straight today.
Oh, no.
As the house moves and settles, so the chimney starts to lean, and sometimes it starts to lean so much, the only way to take care of the problem is to get rid of the chimney and to actually remove it from the home. So, Claire, the answer is no. Most of the time, chimneys don't have to be replaced, or fireplaces don't have to be replaced, but sometimes they do. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, real estate agent with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. Also, family's been in the business for 30 years. I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie, Alfred
Hello.
Romero. If you need to reach us, 770-497-0000 is the number to call, or you can visit gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. Beth in Suwannee writes in, is there a preference in a home with a full basement level exposed on the rear or on the side? Alfie, do you understand Beth's question?
Kind of.
So she's asking, if you have a basement, is it better for the whole back of the house to be fully exposed where the basement level is above ground along the whole back? Or is it better for the basement to just be exposed, the basement level to be exposed on the left or the right side of the house?
Oh, like the windows and stuff like that?
Yes. Well, yeah. Above ground.
Right.
Above ground. And typically when it's above ground, you'll have windows.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
I would think you would want them exposed in the rear of the house because you don't want them on the side where people can kind of look in, right?
Yes. I mean, well, it's more common to have them exposed on the sides.
Okay.
Because Atlanta's hilly, and they built homes for years where they typically just had the walk-out portion of the basement, either on the left or right side of the home. I would say, Beth, that more people prefer a full walk-out basement in the back. So if you're looking to buy a home and you're trying to make sure you get one that has a basement that's most desirable
right.
to people in Metro Atlanta, I would say you want a fully exposed terrace level on the rear of the home. Now, there is an exception. Sometimes, Alfie, people want to build pools in their backyard, mm-hmm. and they'd like the pool to be up on the main level of the house, not one level down by the basement, so they can walk right out the family room door, the kitchen door, to the pool.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then they almost have to have just the left or the right end of the home exposed as a basement level so that they can raise the dirt level in the back of the home so you have a walk-out pool, walk right out onto the patio or onto the deck and then down onto the pool. Beth, if you have any additional questions, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Estates at Nash Lake will be featured in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. For those of you who aren't aware of that area, it's south of south of Ronald Reagan on Five Forks Trickum Road. If you live in that area, in the Stone Mountain area, the Norcross area, or anywhere in that area, you might want to stay tuned because what's happening in that subdivision might very well be happening in yours. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. Stick with us. We're coming back. Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, I know you wanted to keep singing, but I had to cut
I understand.
Man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in this last segment of the show. You can always tell when we're playing good music because everybody, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Alfred will be singing. And you said you never sing on the radio. You never sing, but you do sing.
The music,
you sing pretty well. I'm not sure about singing with Creedence Clearwater Revival.
No, I'm not that
I'm not sure
good.
That sound.
No, I'm not that
but
good.
You're
the music takes over my soul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you sticking with us through the break. Those of you who listen to the show on a weekly basis know that each week we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in that area, discuss market pricing and other important market information to help you identify unique opportunities in that specific area. And this week we're highlighting the estates at Nash Lake. It's on Five Forks Trickum, just south of Ronald Reagan, for those familiar with that area. Average sales price of a home in Estates at Nash Lake in 2011, there were 9 homes sold. Average sales price, $471,600. By 2011, Alfie, the average sales price had dropped to $315,020. By 2016, it had recovered, however, to $406,000, so down 33%, $156,500, down 33%, up 23%, or $91,480. If we look at that on a scale of 100, in 2007, the value was represented by the number 100. 2011, by 67, is the number that represents that value. By 2016, represented by the number 86. So, Alfie, in Estates at Nash Lake, average sales price is still 86% below. Is 14% below where it was in 2007. That's easy for me to say.
Right.
You would think I had never read these numbers before, right? Good gosh. Sorry, Alfie. Currently, 2 homes available for sale. Average list price of $397,500. 12 months worth of inventory available for sale in the neighborhood. Only 100 homes, so it's a small neighborhood. 12 months worth of inventory means we're in a buyer's market. Now, it's only because there was only 2 homes sold in the last year. The highest number of sales was in 2007, which was 9 sales, but I'd say on average there's only 4 or 5 per year in that neighborhood. Again, 90 to 100 homes in the neighborhood, which means homeowner equity since 2011 has gone up $8.3 million. Gwin Oaks is the elementary school, Five Forks is the middle school, and Brookwood is the high school. Brookwood gets a school chimp score of 88. If you'd like to get the lowdown on your own neighborhood, Our free market snapshot, available exclusively from Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center, is probably just what the doctor ordered. It's really like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com. That's G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. Just look around on that homepage and click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds and will ensure you are the local smarty. Trust me, your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Just go to gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com, and sign up now. If you don't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact those schools or their schools have on home values in your area, you need to download a free school chimp report. Just visit gogaddis.com. That's G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. A school chimp report on a local high school provides the most comprehensive, in my opinion, rating system available today and includes all the other demographic information you'd like to know about that particular school district, like, for example, the percentage of homeowners and renters, the average household income, the educational attainment achieved by parents, the average sales prices, and all of the market data, Alfie, all the way back to 2007. SchoolChimp is a free service available exclusively through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show and Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. Just visit gogaddis.com and click on the SchoolChimp tab. You can sign up lightning fast, and your customized report will be prepared exclusively based on your request. Again, just visit gogaddis.com and look for the SchoolChimp link, gogaddis.com. Alfie, if you're looking to buy a home, in my opinion, there's only one place you need to be searching for a home.
Okay, where's that?
SureMLS.com, SureMLS.com. Alfie, that'll take you to a website, which happens to be our website. It'll give you more listings and more accurate information than you'd ever find on Zillow or Trulia. And it'll even do you better than probably Realtor.com. Alfie, there's two listing services in Metro Atlanta. Sometimes you go to a website and it only pulls information from one of the listing services. Well, what if the perfect home for you, Mr. Alfie, was on the other listing service and not the one that you were looking at? Somebody else might be able to buy your home.
Man, I would love that.
So go to SureMLS.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com, and you will be the first to know about listings coming on the market in your area. Don't let anybody else steal your house. SureMLS.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com is the place to go. Alfie, what'd you think about our discussion on ants in the third segment?
Very interesting. Very interesting.
That the little tunnels and the ant mounds, they fill up with water, and then the ants say, we got to hit the road or we'll drown.
We got to get a new
place. And they say, hey, we're looking for a new place. Cleve's place is available. Let's climb right in the basement door.
Yeah.
Alfie, yeah. I went on a listing presentation.
Yes, sir.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I opened up my black folder with all my information in it.
Ants in there?
Everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
You talk about embarrassing.
Man.
I brought a whole ant colony into somebody's house. I had to go out on the back deck and just shake everything out and throw everything away. It was disgusting.
I have a bit of a strategy.
It was disgusting.
I have a bit of a strategy for ants not coming in my home.
What's that?
I don't know if it's good or not.
What?
Because at the end of the day, ants are going to come somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
They're not coming to my house.
Well, I mean,
not anymore.
So they don't come into my house in my garage, because my garage is separate from my home.
Because you don't like your garage?
No, my garage
is
nice.
Has it been a bad garage?
No, it's been nice. It's been pretty good.
So it's a detached garage?
Yes, detached garage.
In the backyard or beside it?
In the backyard. Behind the house.
I love it.
So I put like some little, I'll put food or something out there.
Yes.
So the ants will go towards there and not go into my home. So they just all
are. That's not a bad idea.
So they all kind of
give them something delicious. Out by the two-car garage.
I'll give them
garage.
Something. Yeah, so the ants will just go in and out of the garage, which is, I'd rather them go in and out of the garage than in and out of my home. So that's kind
smart.
Of a little strategy I come up with.
You're pretty smart.
With.
You're not just a radio guy.
No,
did you work for Terminix or Orkin?
No, I work for myself.
Well, I told you, Michelle and I buy our ant control stuff from the do-it-yourself pest control store. This is not an ad for them, but they're at Chamblee Tucker and 85. Spread it all over my yard. I'm sure what's happening, Alfie, is I'm taking the ants that are in my yard and driving them to my neighbors. In fact, you could be having some ants in your yard south of town that are coming from my yard north of town. They're like, this Cleve, he puts these granules all over the place. It looks like sand, but my friends don't eat it because it's not sand.
Yeah.
My little aunt sister Sally ate some the other day, and she dead. She dead. It looked like sand, and it looked harmless.
I thought it was good.
Exactly. We got a question from David in Roswell. How do we get more buyers to come to our home? We're listed for 3 weeks and have had no showings. David, I'll tell you, if you've had no showings after being listed for 3 weeks,
you're not listing in the right place.
Well, you could be priced incorrectly, so you really need to get in and really look at your listing. But you need to have your agent do what's called a detail review, where they review every detail about your listing. It could be something as simple as they've got it in the wrong school district or the wrong zip code or the wrong neighborhood, or they have the descriptions wrong. So get your agent to start out with a detail review. And if you need some extra help on that, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. If you want to get a customized maximum value plan to show you how to sell your house for the most money in it, today's Atlanta market, because we believe most people are selling their home for an average of $16,000 less than they should.
Ugh.
Just give us a call if you're planning to sell in the next 90 days. These normally cost $799. They're like an appraisal on steroids. Perfect for anybody who needs to sell a home in Metro Atlanta. Again, normally $799. First five people to call, 770-497-0000, can get one for free. Again, the first five people to call, 770-497-0000, can get one for free. You don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan available exclusively through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show and from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Alfie and I will be back next week, same time, News Talk 1160, and we hope you'll join us then.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.